In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, instead of Lenten Purple Mass, we have today the Feast and Mass of Apostle Saint Matthias. Whenever we have a very high-ranking feast, like the Feasts of Apostles are, instead of Ferial Mass with purple vestments, we again have a very festive and holy Mass with lots of singing, with Gloria and Creed, and with incense. And we celebrate today the Apostle who was not originally one of the 12 Apostles of Jesus, but instead Saint Matthias was chosen after Jesus ascended to heaven, and he was chosen by the remaining 11 apostles because they had to find somebody to replace Judas Iscariot, who had very cruelly betrayed our Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And why was it then so important to replace Judas? They wanted to do that so that they could again have 12 apostles. 12 was very important number to the chosen people of Israel. 12 was the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. And if the new Israel was to come from disciples of Jesus, the 12th apostle was needed. So they cast lots as to who from their midst was most worthy to replace the Judas Iscariot, and the lot fell into Saint Matthias, who was then welcomed as being one of the collegium of the apostles. Saint Matthias received the Holy Ghost with the rest of the apostles soon after his election at Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost descended upon Mary and the apostles. And after the disciples and apostles were dispersed into doing missionary works in different parts of the world, Saint Matthias very zealously and courageously took himself the functions of his apostleship in converting peoples and even whole nations to the faith. And even though it's festive Mass today, we are still Lenten and in penance time, and Saint Matthias was truly remarkable for preaching for everybody the necessity of mortification and penance. He saw that the Christians of early age were living in very dangerous world, which was filled with feasting and idolatry, which the pagans liked to do very much. And he had received this important lesson from Christ, because our Lord Jesus always pointed out to his listeners that if they want to be good to go into heaven, they must also follow the commandments of his heavenly Father. And during this time of penance and fasting on this Lent, we might sometimes feel very tired or fatigued of denying ourselves some little joys of life. I wanted to tell you today what a well-known churchman said about fasting. His name is Stanislas Osius, and he was a bishop in Poland and a cardinal in the 16th century, and very much and zealously, like Saint Matthias, preached the Catholic faith in Europe and did all he could in converting nations to the faith. When Cardinal Osius was already very old, he always rigorously did the fast of the church despite his advanced age. And when some of his friends suggested that he might be endangering and shortening his life and in this way deprived the church of his valuable guidance, the aged cardinal said to them, "On the contrary, I have every reason to expect that if I keep the fast consciously, God will grant me a long life. The fourth commandment says, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou mayest be long lived upon the land which the Lord thy God will give thee. It is the will of my Father in heaven, Almighty God, that I should mortify myself and fast. My mother, the Church, indicates the days on which I am to fast. Since I obey both God and the Church, I hope that length of days will be granted me. Dear children, the heroic Christians of the past generations have always answered to call of our Lord with much excitement and with much courage. And as the call of Saint Matthias, it is also our job in this world to dedicate self wholeheartedly to do the work of God and to follow His rules and commands. In doing this, we can be certain that our life is truly filled with favors and mercy. So, children, remember that always show lots of gratitude and love to Almighty God for this great grace of being called to follow Him. When He called you once in your life, children, it was not through lottery, but it was through baptism, which your parents wanted to give you through the hands of the priest. That baptism cleansed you from sin. It called you to be our Lord's disciple and made you a member of His Church, that is the Catholic Church, and an heir of heaven, His glory. And there's nothing in the world which could be more precious and more joyful than of being called as His apostle. And if you stay true to your holy Catholic faith, like Saint Matthias and other apostles did, you will also be called as a good servant and a faithful disciple, and are granted the joys and happiness of heaven. God bless you. In the